The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Sir, did General Milley do the right thing, sir?
I have great confidence in General Milley.
This would be dangerous and an usurpation of authority that is historically anomalous.
I see nothing that would cause any concern.
The only thing that I can see that is a rational course of action going forward is to suspend him immediately. He should have his clearance suspended. He should have all duty suspended.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Boy, oh boy, we are living in troubled times, aren't we? I thank God every day for this studio, for this microphone, for this platform, for you. I'm going to be in Tampa for a big event a week from today, September 23rd. The Job Creators Network event, the Bring Back Small Businesses Tour, sponsored by Job Creators Network. And Larry Elder, scheduled to be on stage with us. I hope he's going to be there. In fact, I just reached out to him in a text message. And you know how you get the little dots? You know he's writing back. As we speak, I've texted him in real time. And I'm trying to see if he's going to be there as scheduled. I hope he will be, because Governor Ron DeSantis is going to be there. It's going to be a tremendous event. Big night at the Grand Hyatt. Tampa Bay, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, Alfredo Ortiz, Rebecca Walzer, Governor Ron DeSantis. We're going to talk about the state of the country. We're going to talk about America. We're going to talk about how the Biden administration is crushing small business owners and what we can do about it. We got so much to cover. The vaccine mandates. Larry, of course, promised to roll back mandatory vaccines in the state of California if elected governor. I am very, very excited about voices like Larry. As he put it, may have lost the battle, but we're going to win the war. And that's a big deal. Even Jimmy Kimmel, incidentally, gave Larry Elder some credit. Here's cut 12. Jimmy Kimmel is an anti-Republican, anti-conservative, anti-Trump, one of these late-night comics that has stopped being funny because all they want to do is rip us. And I'm sure he did plenty of attacking of Larry Elder. There's been such a smear campaign against Larry, it's kind of hard to believe. But here was Jimmy Kimmel giving kudos to Larry Elder for his gracious speech the night that it was announced that Gavin Newsom held on to his job.
Yesterday, Gavin Newsom didn't win. He didn't get fired, not even close. He trounced a clown car full of candidates who were running against him. The cost to our state was about $300 million, which I think is the third most expensive dinner at French Laundry ever. The top Republican vote-getter, radio host Larry Elder, was surprisingly gracious in defeat. He accepted the results of the election. I forgot what it was like to see a Republican do that, but it's like every once in a while you see a chicken fly, and you're like, oh, yeah, they're birds.
Yeah, and we Republicans were never gracious. Gracious is my middle name. I'm always gracious. Jerk. Our number is 1-800-655-MIKE. Listen, I got my own problems today. My phone didn't go off to wake me up. Thank goodness, my New York apartment is fairly close to the radio station because I got here quickly. That's never happened before. So my iPhone has let me down again. Now I got to go out and buy alarm clocks, I guess. And I've got a real dilemma because I'm reading about, you know, we've been talking a lot about vaccines. And incidentally, when once in a while somebody will call and say, oh, I'm so tired of talking about vaccines and coronavirus. This is affecting everybody's life. Like it or not, every man, woman, and child is being impacted by this virus. I know we wish it wasn't true, but it is. Here's a headline this week in the mainstream media. 1 in 500 Americans have died of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. Now, that's pretty significant number. You may not believe it. You may not accept it. But that's what they say the number is. 1 out of every 500 Americans have died of COVID-19. The highest, of course, category, the elderly, overwhelmingly so. People over 85, overwhelmingly. But overall, on average, and, you know, the underreported number to me right now, I hear from people every day who tell me they've been to a funeral of somebody who died of COVID who was fully vaccinated. And I read a story to you this week from the New York Times, their newsletter, that says, what about those of us who have been vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson one-shot-and-done vaccine? Are we due for a booster? My doctor is of the opinion that he sees no reason not to get to mix and match the vaccines. And my doctor is offering me a dose of the Pfizer vaccine after I'd had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine back in March. Now, when they say that the eligibility is supposed to be, what is it, 8 months? 8 months after you're vaccinated. So March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So I would really be eligible November, December, but I guess my doctor's saying, hey, we can do it now. And I guarantee you I'll get sick. I know I'm going to get sick. And I'm no doctor, but my doctor is a doctor, and he doesn't see any problem with using one dose of Pfizer or Moderna as a booster to the Johnson & Johnson shot. Apparently, a number of doctors are already doing that. And the New York Times article suggests, if you believe the New York Times, sometimes you got to take decisions like this, you got to make decisions like this for your own health based on what you want to do. And I don't know. I'm struggling because I didn't have any side effects from my one dose Johnson & Johnson. I talked to somebody yesterday here in New York who had the Moderna. He got his two shots and then he got his booster recently. He was sick in bed for 3 days. I said, well, how bad is it? How bad was it? He said, well, it wouldn't be as bad as if I got COVID. I mean, he's very pro-vaccine, very pro-being careful, very, he's acutely aware of the COVID pandemic. And it's killing me to think that I'm going to walk into my doctor's office and get a jab that might send me into the bed for 2 or 3 days. On the other hand, like this guy told me yesterday, this friend of mine, colleague, beats being on a ventilator, beats dying. I mean, what about these boosters? There's a big question that everybody's going to be having to ask, and we're all going to be dealing with this. Here's the NIH director talking about Israel data. This is Francis Collins. There's all this conversation about Israel and boosters and what they're saying in Israel. Let's listen together to the National Institutes of Health director, Francis Collins, talking to Chris Cuomo last night on CNN.
I will tell you, I was one of the biggest skeptics of the docs in the White House about boosters, and I've become convinced, particularly looking at the Israeli data, Chris, and a lot of that will get presented on Friday, including by some of the Israeli scientists, because Israel's about 3 months ahead of us. They got most of their population immunized in April, and they could start to see what happens. And what they could see is the people who got immunized back in January, by the time you got to July, their protection would really have started to drop off, and not just against any infection, but even against severe infection. And that's the signal you want to watch for to say, ooh, might be time to do something like a booster. I think that's the most compelling data. There is some U.S. data from the Mayo that also suggests the same thing. But let's look at that data on Friday and see what the group says. Much of that is very new. Not everybody who's been commenting in the last couple of days has even seen all of it. And then let's see what all of the scientists and all the experts can come up with as far as a response.
Okay, what are you doing? Are you gonna get a booster? Did you get the Johnson & Johnson? And I mean, I'd like to know what my level of effectiveness is right now with J&J, because much to the chagrin of some of my listeners, I'm living my life. I'm on planes. I went to see a Broadway show again last night. Saw Hamilton on Broadway. It's as good as ever. It's great theater. I like going to the shows. I like seeing my kids. I like traveling. Well, I don't like traveling, but I do travel quite a bit. Get on another plane again tomorrow. Very proud. I made that transition. This is entitlement right here. You want to talk about hashtag white privilege? I made my transition from platinum to diamond medallion on Delta. What a big deal. From platinum to diamond. Doesn't really mean anything, but I'm just vice president of the Happy to Be Here Club. Hey, give me a call. 1-800-655-MIKE. Give me advice. Give me advice of a booster. Because we're already mapping out how many days I should be out sick in the bed. And believe me, if I'm sick in the bed, if I have a guest host, I'll call you. I'll call on air and whine, because I never suffer in silence. If I'm going to be miserable, you're going to be miserable.
Support law enforcement? We do too. Gallagher'sHeroes.org.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. Absolutely not. Do not get the Pfizer booster shot.
Hi, Mike. Consult with your doctor, just like you always tell us about whether you should get that shot.
Bingo. Well, no, I'm consulting with my doctor. My doctor is all in. So I'm going to call right now and get the ventilator installed in the house. I'll have the ventilator ready in the condo. I guarantee you this is going to go badly. But and Rocco, who always calls, I'm King Tut. Rocco texted me, "Don't worry, King Tut, you'll be fine." Lots of text messages. A study that what Francis Collins was referring to, incidentally, was this study at an Israeli hospital that found that antibody levels in the body after the administration of a third COVID-19 vaccine dose were 10 times higher than those detected after the second dose. So there's some optimism about booster shots. Steve got his booster a couple weeks ago. I think he had the Johnson & Johnson, so maybe he can give me some good advice. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Mike. Great show. Love the topic.
Thank you.
For background, I'm a 66-year-old overweight male, white. I have previous cardiac history.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, I have a 13-year-old who's missing a valve in his heart.
Oh, wow.
So if he gets a lung infection, he's in deep trouble.
Sure.
I also have an older son who happens to be on the neurology staff at Johns Hopkins.
Wow.
So
you got a lot of bona fides going on here, Steve.
I got a lot of bona fides.
All right.
And
you got the J&J shot?
I got the J&J shot on May 1st.
Gotcha.
And I got the Pfizer shot on July 22nd.
Wow.
And the reason was to provide a broader base of immunity, since the vaccines have been tested and they show greater resistance to different strains. Well, when you have two different vaccines, you've got a broader base of resistance. Now, I was sort of hedging my best, because one of the things that I've seen in all the MedCram videos that I've watched is that high vitamin D levels really lead to better outcomes.
Right.
And they also lead to greater immunity. And I have my vitamin D levels very high.
How about the $64,000 question? What's your take on ivermectin?
I think it's different for different people.
Right.
And
right.
I also think it's also based upon, you know, there was an Italian study where they had like 150-something people come into the hospital with COVID, and they measured their vitamin D levels.
Right, gotcha.
Well, of the 70-something people that had levels under 50, 62 of them wound up in ICU. Of the 70-something people with levels over 50, only two wound up in ICU.
Interesting. What? Let me ask you a personal question, Steve. I'm up against the clock. What
sure.
Did you have any symptoms after the Pfizer booster?
I had flu-like symptoms for 2 days. I had a 100-degree fever, and that was it.
Well, that puts me in the ICU. I'm telling you what, if I've got flu symptoms, I'm going to light candles. I need National Day of Prayer. I mean, Steve, I'm not thrilled about this prospect.
But for the Janssen, J&J vaccine,
right?
I got a 99.8-degree fever.
Right.
And I felt like I had the flu for a day, but it wasn't bad.
Yep. Well, maybe since I didn't have any symptoms after my J&J, maybe I won't have symptoms after the Pfizer. Or I'll be out for 6 months and deathly ill. Don't worry. If that happens, you're going to hear about it somehow, some way. I'll be complaining. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's targeting 80 million Americans who don't trust him, don't trust the media, for good reason. Country's been lied to for three decades. Why would you trust a politician or the media telling you anything? And instead of uniting the country, he's trying to divide the country against itself for political exploitation. You know who people trust? They trust their doctor. So instead of doing all this crap that means nothing, give the doctors the shots.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home. Fellowship Home Loans. Getting a lot of text messages about vaccines, about mandates. Tucker Carlson put everything in perspective, as he often does, last night on his show on Fox News, pointing out the hypocrisy, the idiocy of vaccine mandates for American citizens. And yet thousands and thousands of illegals are pouring across the border. It was just reported that they've apprehended over 200,000 illegals in August. That's a 317% increase from August of 2020. Wonder what's different between August of 2020 and August of 2021. I can't think of it. Oh, that's right. We had an election. An election. Elections have consequences, don't they? Here's Tucker's point about the Biden administration allowing what is undoubtedly plenty of COVID-infected illegals pouring across the border into the United States.
Why is it that you're trying to require anybody with a job or anybody who goes to school to get the COVID-19 vaccine, but you are not requiring that of migrants that continue walking across the southern border into the country?
Well, look, our objective is to get as many people vaccinated across the country as humanly possible.
But it's a requirement for people at a business with more than 100 people. It is not a requirement for migrants at the southern border. Why?
That's correct. Go ahead.
So that's the moment when you realize, in case you haven't realized it yet, this whole thing's a sham. It's all fake. It's not about public health. If it was about public health, then you'd want to be very certain you knew the health status of people coming into the country. But these are the same public health experts who told us 2 summers ago that BLM rallies, the riots in progress, somehow couldn't spread COVID because they're magic or something. They're about civil rights, so they're not a health threat. What? These rules are so incoherent, they're an insult to science. Making you go along with them is an effort to break your spirit.
You know, that's such an important phrase. They try to break our spirit. They try to break our will. And a lot of people, very unlikely people, are finding it. Nicki Minaj. Look at Nicki Minaj. She posted this on Instagram. She's a rap artist, hugely popular, very successful. I mean, I don't know her music. I'm not exactly a rap fan, says the chunky, white, 65-year-old radio host, or 61-year-old radio host. I just added 4 years of my life. 61. I'm thinking about my age a lot lately because people are giving me crap for going to shows and showing my vaccine, you know, card and getting on planes and doing and living my life. And I keep telling myself, I'm 61. I don't want to lose my life. I'm losing time. I had a big argument, not an argument, but I've got a friend who just will not get on a plane if he has to wear a mask. That's his line in the sand. Now, I've got a son in Texas in a wheelchair who's doing great, by the way. Trevor is now teaching. He's back to school. He's walking a little bit after his horrific head-on auto accident. My son, Trevor, had a head-on crash in Texas August the 2nd. He went back to work this week. They let him come back in the wheelchair. You want to see Trevor's progress walking? If you text the keyword Trevor to 1-800-655-MIKE, we'll send you back a little video clip that we took of Trevor walking along with his daughter, Lily, who's now 12. And she's his wing person. She is right there with him. He's a great dad. He's a teacher, teaches fifth grade at a charter school, and he's walking a little bit, which is amazing. Now, I want to go see him soon. I want to go check out the house that we've been remodeling thanks to our friends over at Compassion Construction in Texas. Corey McLaughlin, those guys are putting in ramps and putting in new flooring, and they remodeled his bathroom for him. I don't want to sit home. And it's not practical for me to drive to Texas from New York or from Tampa, Florida. People get mad at me. I think it's, from my perspective, I'm not sitting home. But yet, I don't feel like my spirit has been broken. I'm making choices and personal decisions for my life. But as Nicki Minaj points out, she got blasted because she said, I'm not going to get vaccinated to go to the Met Gala in New York. She said, if I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. And then she shared a story about her cousin in Trinidad having her family member who had an adverse reaction, she says, to the vaccine. And they went after her. So here's what Nicki Minaj posted on her Instagram feed that's got, you know, a billion followers or something.
People will turn their back on you, not agreeing, but people will isolate you if you simply speak and ask a question. Y'all don't see what the f*** is happening? And I'm seeing black women on Twitter, black women I follow, acting like this is funny. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I had a lot of fun yesterday and a lot of laughs. But black women, are y'all forgetting there was a time not too long ago where you couldn't even make eye contact with people? And you're okay with what's happening? We're no longer even allowed, just allowed to voice our opinions or to ask questions. Now, here's what's interesting. What's interesting is so many of your favorite artists feel this way, but they're afraid to speak up. And I can't blame them. Look at what they just did. I will never use Twitter again.
Now, she makes a terrific point. There's a whole lot of people who feel just the way she does, whole lot of vaccine hesitancy, white people, black people, Hispanic people, Asian people, I mean, people of all walks of life. No, you're not allowed to speak out. You know, you're not allowed to say that. I mean, listen, I know the theater community. Do you know how many people in New York are getting fake vaccine cards so they can keep their jobs? That's a thing. If any intrepid reporter did any work, they would report on that probably. Because there are a lot of people in the theater community saying, you're not going to make me get a vaccine, but I'm not going to lose my job. You know, if you're in the ensemble of a Broadway show, you get about $2,400 a week. That's Broadway minimum. It's a pretty good gig for a dancer or an ensemble person in a Broadway show. If you're a big principal performer, you get 10 grand a week, maybe more. I think it's rumored that the stars of The Music Man that's coming in December are going to get like $100,000 a week. It's big money. And a lot of people don't want to give that money up for a vaccine that they're hesitant about, and they're afraid to speak out. Here's what Tucker said about Nicki Minaj's post on Instagram.
So here's the point that she's making. Probably a lot of things Nicki Minaj says that you may not agree with. You may not like her music. But the two points she's making are worth reiterating. You can't allow people to force you to take drugs that you don't want or that you don't need. It's up to you what drugs you take, period. And if you allow people to force you to take drugs you don't want, you're done. They own you. You're no longer free, period. And the second point that she's made quite a bit today is that you have a constitutional right, a moral right, a God-given right to ask simple questions and expect answers, like you're an adult speaking to a fellow adult. And if you forfeit that right, you are no longer adult, you're no longer free, you're no longer a citizen, you're something much less than that. It's not complicated. Might be nice to have a few United States senators who are willing to say something like that and then stick to it. So it's left to Nicki Minaj to say it.
It's left to Nicki Minaj to say it. Powerful voice. And Tucker has a powerful point. And of course, Biden's poll numbers are crashing over his response to COVID. He's underwater. Americans are not agreeing with our response to COVID-19. Portions of our show are brought to you in part by Warner Brothers Pictures, Crime Macho. Warner Brothers presenting a great movie from legendary director Clint Eastwood, A Story of Being Lost and Found. Clint Eastwood returns as a one-time rodeo star and a washed-up horse breeder who takes a job to bring back a man's young son home from Mexico. The unlikely pair face an unexpectedly challenging journey, the only road home through redemption. It opens tomorrow. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days. Cry Macho, rated PG-13.
Get the Mike Gallagher weekly newsletter with featured videos and more at MikeOnline.com.
the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories, available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Mike Gallagher.
I took Johnson & Johnson. I would not take the Pfizer or the Moderna booster shot.
But what I can see is the left has taken over media, and they can say what they want, do what they want. They're being supported by conservatives that unwillingly buy products from them, use Twitter, Facebook, etc. And they got to use every penny they can to destroy conservatives.
Speaking of the media, WXYZ-TV, Channel 7 in Detroit, put out a post on, I think, on their Instagram account, maybe it was their Facebook, asking for people who lost a loved one to COVID who was unvaccinated to contact them. Well, they got over 182,000 comments, and they almost were all from people who lost loved ones or friends who were vaccinated and wanted to know why they weren't covering that part of the story. That didn't go well. This is from Health Impact News. The corporate media narrative that unvaccinated people are filling up the hospitals and dying is quickly falling apart, perhaps faster than even expected. WXYZ-TV Channel 7 in Detroit asked their viewers on their Facebook page to direct message them if they lost a loved one due to COVID. And it turns out that as of the publication today, they'd received over 182,000 comments, seemingly to be all comments of those who have lost loved ones after receiving a COVID shot, and comments asking, why aren't they covering that story? The writer of this article said they paged through many dozens of the comments, did not see a single one stating that they lost someone to COVID after refusing a COVID-19 shot. But this is a censored view. You're not allowed to talk about this stuff. It's called misinformation. We're all going to have to make decisions that are best for us, that we think is right for us. And what about Nicki Minaj? Dion wants to weigh in. Hey, Dion, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, so what I want to say was, I recall a few years back when Trump was running and Nicki Minaj had a concert, and she said some real discouraging things to anybody who was thinking about vote for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, real discouraging. You could look it up.
Mm-hmm.
But my point would be, Nicki Minaj and all these entertainers, as well as the general public, should learn to listen. And, you know, this is real telling that one minute Nicki Minaj more than likely voted for someone like Biden. To me, voting for Biden and Trump, for most of us, wasn't about who you like and you got some tribal alliance to. It was about what was best for everyone and what made sense.
Mm-hmm.
So when Nicki Minaj gets out there and she supports somebody like the Hillarys or the Democratic Party, and I'm just saying Biden, everything that Biden is doing, for the most part, a lot of Republicans, we're not really shocked. We're upset, but we're not sitting back saying, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, but Dion, I think you're talking about two different things. This is why the COVID vaccine mandate issue, for example, transcends politics. Because I think you've got people on the left and people on the right, people in the middle, who are pushing back and saying, this is not what the government should be doing. And I don't think this is even...
I agree, but the general people, particularly fans,
right,
who follow these entertainers, they believe anything the entertainer tells them. So when you say, vote for Biden, as soon as Biden does something that you don't like and you say something differently, those fans are just listening to you. They become real confused, especially the younger generation.
Oh, I get it. I mean, it's a confusing issue because, again, this is not even typical, as you put it, tribal politics. We're not in our tribes warring with one another. Americans are going to have to be unified in a way. It's a way that it's like the California election. Democrats needed to be unified with Republicans and say that Gavin Newsom is an utter failure and they should have recalled him. They didn't do it. It was probably a big ask of California Democrats. They're going to be California Democrats forever. Americans are going to have to say the government should not be forcing a medicine into our bodies that many people, for a variety of reasons, don't want to take. If you don't want to get the vaccine, that ought to be your choice. If I want to get the vaccine, that ought to be my choice. And we got to stop getting into everybody else's business. Susie said, hey, dear King Tut, my husband got the Pfizer, zero side effects, but the husbands in my circle are all complaining that their whittle arms hurted them. Yeah, men are baby. I'm the biggest baby of all. My friends call me King Tut. Sometimes they call me, my kids call me Baby Huey. And I don't think that's a compliment. But at least I'm sleeping good because you know what? I sleep on a MyPillow and I am proud to tell you every day the portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a warrior. Mike Lindell is a fighter. Not only do we have questions about the vaccine and the questions about mandates, we have questions about the election integrity. And that's fair. You're allowed to ask questions. Mike Lindell has been fighting for that, and they've tried to cancel him. They've tried to shut MyPillow down, and you're not letting them because you keep supporting MyPillow. These Giza Dream Sheets, I just ordered them for some friends of mine. They're the softest, smoothest, most luxurious sheets you'll ever sleep in. The sale of the year. Mike Lindell is offering an incredible offer for a limited time. Get 50% off these Giza Dream Sheets. They come in a variety of colors, as low as $49.99 with the promo code MikeG. The My Slippers are not just slippers. I mean, they're available as a slip-on or a moccasin. You'll save 50% with the promo code MikeG. And the Mike Gallagher special on the pillow itself is back. The My Pillow Premium is now $29.98, normally $69.98. Make today the day you support My Pillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials square. Click on that box. Real important you do that, too, to get these prices. And then with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Okay, thanks for joining us to Yuri and Eric and Derek and Sean and Tracy, Robert, Joey, the whole team. Thanks for another job well done. Let's do it again tomorrow. I hope I'm here. No shots today. I keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.